Hey, it's Shay Keister, and I'm your host for the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast, where we connect you to ranchers and beef industry enthusiasts who can help you build a more profitable operation and improve your lifestyle. Are you looking for a community of ranchers who support and challenge you to be more profitable and proactive? Then sign up for our monthly Rancher Mind events. Rancher Minds are mastermind events for ranchers to come together once a month and find solutions for their own and the industry's challenges. Stay connected by following Cattle Convos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and never miss an episode or event update by signing up for our newsletter on casualcattleconversations.com/newsletter. If you get value out of this episode or any episode, drop a comment or tip me by using the link in the show notes. With that, let's see who our guest is today and connect you to a new resource to improve your own operation and lifestyle. Let's keep tackling this labor challenge, folks. Last week, we heard from Lance Cox about tips for managing hired hands. And today, we are hearing from Jacqueline Wilson on the topic of intern programs for ranches. Jacqueline is going to walk us through how her family got started with interns, the pros and cons of having them, payment options, and some other darn good advice. Remember that I have more resources and advice in the show notes, as well as a link for tips if you like this episode. I'm also open to guest speaking this year, so if you need someone to talk on the topics of entrepreneurship, podcasting, or education in the ranching space, please send me an email or direct message. With that, let's hear how Jacqueline's experience can help you improve your operation. Thank you for making time to hop on today. I know you're pretty busy and on the road and whatnot and running all over, it looks like. But can you talk about your role in the beef industry to start things off?
Oh, geez. So I guess probably best thing would be to introduce myself and a little bit about, what I do and where I'm from. So Jacqueline Wilson, a fifth generation cow-calf producer from Lakeside, Nebraska. It's on the western edge of the Sand Hills. I attended school at the university and then came home in 2002. And at that time, I joined my dad and my uncle in our cow-calf operation. And since then, we've gone through succession. So my dad and I are partners now in our commercial operation. And then along with that, I started a recent business that went from 2011 to 2000, and it just finished up this year. And then a direct-to-consumer beef business. So kind of got to see all facets of the industry doing the multiple entities. But then along with that, I've been a volunteer and volunteer leadership for many, many years, whether it be with the Nebraska LEAD program. I've served on a number of our governor's ag committee, a couple for things for U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen, along with being active in both Nebraska cattlemen. And I currently serve as the vice chair of international trade for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, that's awesome. And it's important to have people like you doing that volunteer stuff too, because we need that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that people, you know, sometimes just don't feel like they have the time to do. And I've learned over the years that, you know, the volunteer aspect is really big, because being able to have people there on the front lines that are ranching or in the cow-calf feedlot sector, or even in the direct-to-consumer marketplace, you know, and being able to tell their stories, to whether it be in Lincoln at the Capitol or in DC, you know, being able to share that firsthand experience is huge. And so, you know, I've probably the volunteer aspect is where I kind of get my motivation to keep doing what I'm doing at home, because I love what I do. But at the same time, I sometimes feel like we're beating our heads against a wall. And fortunately, you know, being able to step outside and do some of that volunteer work is definitely very beneficial to, and it has been beneficial to not only our operation, but some of the people that we deal with.
Well, that's awesome. So you've mentioned that you've been involved in multiple different kind of sectors or had different entities that are related to beef. But today, since we're going to kind of talk about interns and internship programs, would you describe a little bit more about what your operation looks like?
Sure. So our operation really consists of Dad and I, on our commercial cow-calf. And now he, as of this week, will probably be partners. It looks like we're going to be partners together on the beef business too, which will be great. And so, you know, we're all the way start to finish. And so for over the years, though, we've had full-time help. But because of being so demographically challenged, I mean, in all honesty, we live in the boonies. And so, you know, but trying to find people that want to work full time in the middle of nowhere through harsh conditions and then not really have the conveniences. I mean, we're an hour to get a gallon of milk. We're an hour and 40 minutes from the closest Walmart. And for some reason, not everybody likes that lifestyle. I don't understand. But especially when the pay is like nothing. So what we do is we really try to utilize interns or, you know, part-time help, maybe some day workers, just and in turn really invest in better equipment and facilities. And so we kind of laugh because, you know, really we're running the same amount of acres that we did like 20 years ago with like almost three times the amount of help with what Dad and I and maybe an intern or a part-timer are able to do today, because we just keep trying to get more and more efficient. And the interns have really filled a void for us, because I mean, at the end of the day, even if you just need somebody to stand in the gate, it's a huge help to kind of all that day-to-day stuff that goes on an operation.
Oh, absolutely. The person standing in the gate or opening the gate is usually undervalued.
we highly value them here.
So do you want to talk about, I mean, I kind of know a little bit. I found out about that you host interns just through Twitter and other social media a little bit. But do you want to talk about what your intern program kind of looks like? As far as how long do you have them, or is it dependent on the person? What does that look like?
Yeah, I'd like to say we have an intern program, but it's just kind of up in the air with what is available and stuff going on in the time of year. So you know, we've been utilizing interns. I remember my uncle getting interns when I was in grade school, and we actually get them from the same college that he was getting them from at that point. And so they've always been around. But now, you know, since I've started to do a lot of the managerial decisions and stuff, I try to utilize them a lot more. And so we've got interns from a number of different places. I mean, I've got interns from, the majority of them come from a community college in East Iowa called Muscatine Community College. They usually send, I like to call them the cream of the crop, because they kind of hand select them for me, because they know, you know, our operation is going to be a little bit different than a lot of the places that other interns might go, just because of the location of it. And so they do an excellent job in sending great, great interns out there for me. I've also used some interns from NCTA. I've also just had parents reach out to me and say, hey, can my daughter or son come intern for you? Which then I feel like sometimes that's kind of like, at first I thought, okay, well, my babysitter, but you know, but there's been some great, great experiences and interns have come through that manner too. So everything's been a little bit different. Time frames have been different too. You know, some of them will stick around for 4 to 6 weeks. Some of them stick around for the entire summer, and some of them I can't get to leave. So it really varies. So I think that's what the great part is it allows you to be really flexible and just kind of, I know, for instance, though, I really like to have those extra bodies around during calving season, because our calving season, we calve in May, and it's just really go, go, go. And so I appreciate having sometimes those extra hands around during that time. And then also, you know, when we're doing fall work, it's great to have somebody around that maybe during weaning or whatnot too. So those are the kind of the two times that I really push to have someone around.
Well, awesome. So what do some of like the logistics look behind this as far as like housing or payment? Let's maybe start on like the housing part. How have you navigated that? Because I know, you know, we've had just random cases of interns, right? Well, then they, you know, end up taking just one of the spare bedrooms in the house. But I know like in other instances, there's usually an intern house or a different location. So how have you handled that?
So we actually have what we call the tenant house. It was my grandparents' old house, and it's got three bedrooms. So there's been times that all three beds have been full, which has been fun, you know, and that's, I think, the important part too, is really making sure that you have interns that get along with each other. And sometimes I feel like we're just another step. Sometimes I feel like we're having a college house. I mean, hosting a college house, because okay, this is great. But I've also had him live with me at times. And just because maybe there wasn't that option of having, I think at one time I had a full-time couple in the tenant house. And so I had an intern that lived with me, and that was a great experience for both of us too. But it's really just finding those interns that fit kind of what your program is and your personality is. And then, you know, I think for payment, we pay him cheap. I will admit, but at the same time, you know, we do provide housing and electrical, and we try to give them a vehicle to drive back and forth. And, you know, and I will try to give them beef or take them out to eat or, you know, just kind of do some of those other things too, to compensate for that lack in hourly payment.
Okay. So looking at, the type of interns, I know you said you've worked with colleges, but do you require that they have any agriculture experience, or do you take some in who like have not had any experience whatsoever?
I'll be honest, I've got more that haven't had experience than those that have. And I think that's for our operation. I like them better if they're greener. And the reason being is because everybody does things a little bit different. And if you have somebody that's pretty well-versed in ag, sometimes they already are kind of set in their ways. And I mean, I will admit I'm pretty set in my ways. So if I have an intern that's butting heads with me, it's probably not going to work out great. But if I can really teach and show somebody why we do what we do, and I think at the same time, that's made us better bosses too, and better ranchers, is because we really try to justify why we're doing the way we're doing. And sometimes having to vocalize those to somebody is a lot tougher than you think it should be. So I really like to have a green intern. And what I mean by green is they might have never been around cattle. You know, they might have never drove a manual or set a tractor before, but being able to kind of teach them some of those experiences in the way that I want them taught. And then at the same time, what's been really neat is having them go back to their colleges and getting other jobs. And then they actually, I've got a couple of interns that will always send updates on what they're doing. And they'll be like, I'm doing this because I learned this at your place. And this is how we're doing it now, which is really, really cool to see.
That is awesome. So you kind of brought up a good point there about how sometimes it's harder to vocalize and teach something that you've been doing your whole life to someone new who's never done it. So that being said, I mean, what's kind of the mindset ranchers need to have when they start working with interns to kind of get around some of those challenges?
Well, it's either you've got to go in with having a really, really patient mindset, or your alcohol bill is going to be really, really high. So, I mean, there's almost no happy medium. So I think, you know, I think that's something that I've been really fortunate. I've got my dad and I, we're partners, and he's my biggest role model and mentor in my life. And he's just got such a steady, calm personality. And so when, fortunately, it's worn off on me, and I can usually handle the interns with a steady, calm mannerisms, you know, really take the time to stop what I'm doing and show them the reason that we're doing something. Or if they've made a mistake, you know, go back and let's correct it and let's walk them through it instead of having to be push, which I'm naturally kind of that push, want to get stuff done person. And so it's taught me a lot too, in terms of having to interact with somebody, you know, from that employer standpoint. But at the same time, I mean, I still want them to consider as friends. And that's a hard line sometimes to draw, but I think it's becomes the most rewarding one though too.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's similar in any workplace though, where you want to have that culture and feel like your bosses and your coworkers are your friends, but there is that line that still needs to be drawn from the who is the manager, who is the intern and whatnot. So
yeah, and that's surprisingly one of the toughest, I think, parts of all of that is, you know, at the end of the day, you have to encourage them, and you have to give them kind of incentivize it, you know, what you're working with. But at the same time, like I've had interns say, you know, they've never seen me upset with them or upset in general, which I usually go and do behind closed doors if they're around. But, you know, you just have to really be cautious of how you handle them. Because if you think about it, they're just still kids and they're just starting to get their feet under them. And it would be really bad if their first experience kind of out in the real world was an incredibly negative one.
Absolutely. So what's been the most rewarding part about working with interns?
For me, the most rewarding part is after they leave. And what I mean by that is not that I can get rid of them, but the fact that, you know, those, I don't think there's an intern that I haven't, that, you know, that's worked for me or dad since I've been home that hasn't kept in touch with us, you know, whether it is to share exciting news or to ask for references or to ask questions. And I think that's, to me, is the greatest enjoyment I have, is that relationship after the fact and seeing what they do with their lives and kind of how we impacted it here in our operation with what we taught them, and yet what they're able to do once they kind of go out and spread their wings on their own.
Okay, so on the reverse side, and all that's amazing and it's super important, what is that most challenging aspect that you have to work through with interns?
Definitely the most challenging for me is just patience, you know, because trying, I know there's been times that my patients might have just been on a little bit of a shorter straw, you know, something so simple to me, like making sure a piece of equipment is washed properly or serviced properly, you know, and having to send an intern back 3 or 4 times to redo it until they get it right. You know, just that frustrations of maybe that lack of inexperience. I've struggled with that quite a bit. I'm getting better at handling that, but that's definitely something that I've struggled with, is just because the fact that they are green, you've just got to keep reminding yourself, yeah, they might never have been around this before, you know? And so I remember having an intern that I had to explain the difference between a flathead and a Phillips screwdriver, you know, which is something I think I probably was taught by the time I was probably about 4 or 5, but you know, not everybody was raised like we were. And so they don't have that background knowledge, and it's really tough to remember that sometimes.
Right. And I mean, even people who maybe grew up in that aspect, maybe just weren't taught. Sometimes some of those simple things get skipped in the process. So,
You're spot on. And especially I think a lot with females, you know, and I think that's something that I've seen a lot with our internships. I really kind of gravitate towards females because at the end of the day, from a statistically point of view, females are going to be a little more perfectionist on those tiny details, you know, and granted, guys have more brawn, but females sometimes have to think a little bit smarter because they don't have the brawn. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's something that I've seen a lot is, you know, females just having basic things that I would take for granted, like knowing how to change your tire or check your oil, you know, they've never been taught. And so having the opportunity to teach them some of that things is great. I know there's been a couple times that, you know, we've seen people stranded along the road with a flat tire or something, and I might have an intern with me in the vehicle and we'll stop and we'll change their tire for them. And, you know, for me, that doesn't seem like a big deal, but for them, it's a huge deal because they've never realized that they actually have that position. They can be in that position to take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. So kind of looking back on like your experiences with interns, is there something you wish you would have done differently or something that maybe you would advise other ranchers not to do as they start getting involved in this?
I think one of the things that I've probably struggled with the most is, you know, those, there's been one or two instances where maybe the interns just haven't worked out, you know, whether they've ended up working for us full time afterwards or whatnot. And I think there's times that I wish I would have just kind of put my foot down and been like, okay, you know, this isn't working out. Let's just have you leave at the end of your internship. And, you know, instead of kind of just caving and saying, sure, you can stay on here longer or whatnot. I think there's been a couple of times that it hasn't been the most beneficial for the operation. And so, you know, I think there's a difference between having an intern and having a full-time employee. And I think we still have work to do there to kind of decipher what the differences is, because we have this mindset in an internship that we want to grow and mold them. And sometimes I feel like we treat them almost a little too good. And then they kind of go into that full-time employee role expecting that same, you know, the same kind of forgiveness that they have as an intern, and it's different. And so I think that's kind of where I've seen some struggles in what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, with time and with some thought process, we'll be able to continue to clean that up.
Well, awesome. So when you look at, you know, tasks or jobs you're giving these interns so they get that experience. How do you kind of go? And obviously every person's going to be different and every experience level coming in is different, but how do you kind of go through navigating, you know, how much freedom can I give this one or this intern on this task? Or, you know, when can you leave them alone? When do they have to just come with and watch? Like, how do you go through and kind of navigate that situation?
One of the things that I always tell our interns prior to them coming out before they start their internship is that the most important thing for them to realize, like I have a couple of rules, you know, prior to them coming out, but one of them is definitely that nobody's above a job. And, you know, and I think they see that too, when they work with us, you know, if we're going to be doing what I call a crap job, you know, dad and I are going to be right alongside doing it with them, or it's something that have done many times before too, you know? So it's not like when they come out, they're only going to get the bottom of the barrel jobs, because we still want to be taking them with us at times too. And I think that's some of it. You know, if you're constantly taking them with you, showing them the different multitude of things that we do in a day as ranchers or just in the ag industry in general, it really starts to get their minds rolling and working. And then the questions usually start coming in. And I think that's the important part, is to always make sure you have time to answer any questions that they have. But at the same time, you know, I have interns that have different areas that they really like to explore. You know, some might want to talk about marketing. Some might want to talk about the genetic stuff. Some might want to talk about cow-calf stuff or mechanical or anything. And so just really seeing those areas that they can thrive in, and then really kind of pushing them towards that direction and kind of helping guide and mold them in those ways. I mean, it's all about, every intern is going to be completely different. And there's not one rhyme or reason to any of them at all, I've discovered.
Well, thank you very much. I guess, do you have any last advice for other ranchers who are trying to kind of combat that labor challenge through interns?
Yeah, I think the biggest advice I can give you is go for it. You know, there's so many young people out there that really are looking for mentors or guidance or leaders, especially in the ag industry, to just show them. And it's really neat to see, because, you know, we've had people that have come out that didn't even think that they wanted to end up in the ag industry. And then they've ended up in the ag industry because of just a couple week internship. And so, you know, I think it's really, really important for us, you know, for those that are already in the business, to really kind of mold and guide the next generation and help them out. Because at the end of the day, sometimes it's never comes down to what you know, it's who you know. But these internships can have a long lasting impression on the young minds, for sure.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for hopping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And that's a wrap on that one. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. And remember to give me a tip, comment, or rating in the show notes to help others find this show too. Take care and have a great day.